The following is an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio, the voice of the pirate nation. This is Eastern North Carolina's longest-running sports radio call-in show. The Brian Bailey Show is on the air. The Brian Bailey Show on Pirate Radio is brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Ugg Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
And now, here's Brian Bailey.
Okay, happy Tuesday, everybody. We're on a different day because of the John Gordon visit from yesterday. Certainly enjoyed that. I want to thank Pirate Radio and Jonathan Ellerby and everybody for inviting me out for that. That was a lot of fun Sunday, watching him throw out the first pitch, and then, of course, his speech to everybody yesterday. Great time. Today, we're going to talk NCAA brackets. I got a couple of, experts, sportscasters from around the country that have ties to Eastern North Carolina, that have ties to yours truly. We're going to tip it off with Miss Jill Jelinek. She's a Fox 17 sports anchor and reporter in Nashville, Tennessee, and she was at the SEC basketball tournament. Then we're going to talk with Macon Rollins. She's a former intern of mine and a former intern of Pirate Radio's, and she's at WBOY-TV in the Fairmont, Morgantown, Clarksburg, West Virginia market. And then later this afternoon, we're going to talk with Jeff Gravely, longtime anchor at WRAL, now the director of content strategy for North Carolina State. So we've got lots to talk about. The brackets are out. The madness actually starts tonight with the first four. Back with the Brian Bailey Show after this.
Country music artist and comedian Rodney Carrington is coming May 4th to Weldon Mills Theater, Eastern North Carolina's best entertainment venue. Conveniently located just off I-95 in Roanoke Rapids, Weldon Mills Theater offers a hassle-free entertainment experience with free parking, wallet-friendly concessions, and a cozy atmosphere. With comfortable seating throughout the venue, there isn't a bad seat in the house. Join Weldon Mills Theater for a memorable event where you can relax and make lasting memories. Get your tickets for Rodney Carrington on May 4th at WeldonMillsTheater.com.
Here with Jeff Stein at Brown & Wood, it's a great time to buy a used vehicle.
It's not a great time, it's a perfect time to buy a used car from Brown & Wood. We have over 115 used vehicles in stock, and we're number one in the market on price. We have limited lifetime powertrain on all of our used cars under 80,000 miles, so go to BrownAndWoodAuto.com to find out more. Four brands, three generations, two rooftops, and one goal, to make sure you leave a happy customer.
Home runs and high fives always go better with a Bud Light. Bud Light is America's favorite light beer and the official beer of the ECU Pirates. Whether you're headed to the ballpark, the jungle, or the couch, be sure to pick up and order some Bud Light and enjoy the ball game. Bud Light is always easy to drink and easy to enjoy. And remember, Pirate Nation, stay in the game and please drink responsibly. Bud Light, the official beer of the ECU Pirates and proudly distributed by Carolina Eagle Distributing since 1989. Go Pirates!
It's time to save at Beauty Bar Medi Spa's Spring Extravaganza, April 8th through the 12th. Mark your calendar, but don't wait for the sale. Schedule your free consultation today to get the inside scoop on all the sale pricing. Your free consultation will allow you to understand your options and plan your budget so you can save on services such as Botox, filler, laser treatments, facials, skincare, and more. Schedule your free consultation and mark your calendar, April 8th through the 12th, BeautyBarMediSpa.com.
The Buccaneer Music Hall is your beacon of music in the land of pirates in Eastern North Carolina. Open 7 days a week with live music, Monday through Wednesday, acoustic night. Thursday, we have line dancing from 7 to 9, followed by karaoke with DJ Dog. On Friday and Saturday night, enjoy the best local bands in the area. Check out Facebook and Instagram for all up-to-date information and band schedules. Y'all come get bucked up!
Southern Ease has arrived, Pirate Nation. Whether you savor the bourbon flavor or indulge in other delightful options, Southern Ease gummies are here to elevate your moments. And here's the best part. You can enjoy them with an exclusive discount. Head over to southernease.com now and use the code PIRATE at checkout for a fantastic 25% off your first order. At Southern Ease, you can be living life to your fullest, one sweet moment at a time. southernease.com.
Pirate Radio!
Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, working for our community, not for shareholders. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back on this special day on Tuesday this week with The Brian Bailey Show, talking brackets. The madness begins tonight with the first four. Virginia from the ACC will be playing in tonight's second game from Dayton, Ohio. We're going to talk brackets and talk sportscasting and talk anything and everything about the sports world in this show. Up first is Jill Jelinek, a young lady I'm very, very proud of from Fox 17. She's a sports anchor and reporter. And she's been in San Antonio or somewhere down in Texas, and she's been in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She may be more popular in Chattanooga than Mac McCarthy. I'm not quite sure if that's the case, but she may be. Jill, how are you?
I'm great, Brian Bailey. I am great. Thanks so much for having me on. I don't know about all that, but the part you said about Chattanooga and Mac McCarthy, there is some truth to that. I'll just say that.
There you go. So I remember it like it was yesterday when Jill was trying to get a job. She was working as an intern with us, and she was working as a producer. And the way Jill did it is that she busted her butt getting her producer role done, and then she would bust her butt to do any sports stories that we would send her on, state championships, if we couldn't find enough people to cover everything or anything and everything. But I remember she said, "Hey, Bailey, there's a job in Chattanooga, and they're going to offer it to me. Am I ready for it?" And I said, "Heck no, you're not ready for it." And she said, and Jill said, "Really?" I said, "No, you're not ready, but you got to take it and bluff your way through it. That's a great opportunity." And she did, and did a great job there, and just very proud of her. How was the SEC tournament?
It was great. First of all, thanks, Bailey. I appreciate the kind words. And it was fun. This was the second year I've been able to cover it here in Nashville. So it's always fun because it's right downtown in Nashville, right off of Broadway at Bridgestone Arena where the Nashville Predators play. And they do a nice job. I was there first several days of the tournament, started on Wednesday. And with me, I'm sports director at Fox 17. And so I always have fun with that tournament because we have viewers that are Vandy fans and viewers that are Vols fans. So I'm covering two teams at all times, throughout the course of an SEC sports season, whatever the sport is. And so that was fun. We had Vandy play on Wednesday. They had an overtime loss, but that was a fun game to cover. And then the Vols, surprisingly, decided to play their worst game of the season on Friday, got knocked out by a red-hot Mississippi State team. But no, it's always a fun tournament. And, you know, these SEC teams, Bailey, eight of them are in this NCAA tournament that kicks off tonight, as you mentioned. I would be very careful with these SEC teams because it's easily top two best conference in men's basketball right now, probably right behind the Big 12.
You know, when you look at the SEC and our good friend Jerry Stackhouse lost his job with Vanderbilt, I was going to ask you, did you get a chance to work with Stackhouse, the former Kinston High School star, the former North Carolina star, and just a great, great guy? I had a chance to visit with him when East Carolina played Vandy in the Super Regionals a couple of years ago, and he sang in the national anthem, as a matter of fact, for that first game. But did you get a chance to work with him some?
I did, yes. And, you know, I've enjoyed covering him. I've only been here 3 years, so I've covered three of his last 5 years at Vanderbilt. Always so nice, very respectful to the media, loves his players, loves his job, you know, and he's definitely, I could go on and on about him, but he's played in the NBA forever, was a coach in the NBA, especially G League, right? And then he's coming down the college ranks. And I think, you know, Bailey, to put it quickly, I think he's a fantastic coach. But all the outside stuff of college sports is difficult. And I think he had a hard time with that, whether it's the transfer portal, the NIL deal, keeping up with all the recruiting 24/7. That's hard. And then throw yourself in the SEC, right? One of the most lucrative, competitive Power Five conferences. That's not an easy job. And when he had his postgame presser on Wednesday, we all kind of had a feeling that might be the last time we see Coach Stackhouse, right, with Vanderbilt. And he gave a nice little post-game press conference, talked about how much he loved Vanderbilt, his time. He would have loved to come back, but he also knew that, he said, at the end of the day, we didn't get results. They never went to the NCAA tournament in his 5 years there. So, unfortunately, just was the end of his journey, but wishing him the best of luck. Really big fan of his.
You know, it's funny how life goes in circles, but the other connection we have with Tennessee and the other team that you cover, Coach Schwartz here was the defensive mastermind for Tennessee under Rick Barnes, and then he took the job at East Carolina. And then you look at what Coach Schwartz, you know, what he loved Coach Barnes and talks about him all the time. Rick Barnes, back in the day, and I believe it was when Mike Steele was hired at East Carolina, but Rick Barnes' name came up. He was an assistant coach at Ohio State, and a friend of mine in Norfolk that I'd interned for was friends with him, and he said that he might be interested in the East Carolina job. So I remember calling Rick Barnes and talking to him about the East Carolina job, if he had any interest, and, you know, was he a candidate, and trying to do the reporter's, you know, job at that. And then now Rick Barnes is a Hall of Fame coach, basically. So, I mean, it's just crazy how, you know, the whole sports world, I mean, you know, when you've been in it as long as I have, it just, things just can't seem to come back. But I know that the Tennessee connection with Coach Schwartz, he has a lot of good things to say about Rick Barnes, and that has to be fun to cover his team.
It always is. His teams are always exciting. This is the sixth straight year they've been to the NCAA tournament. And also, this is the fifth time under Coach Barnes that they have had a top four seed. That's right, fourth time in 5 years, something like that. So his teams continue to succeed, find their way back. Now they're still trying to get over that Sweet 16 hump, haven't been able to get past the Sweet 16 since before Rick Barnes' time. So that's always the monkey on the back for Coach Barnes. But this is an exciting Vols team. I mentioned how they had the worst game of the season on Friday. Don't let that scare you, because they just, I think that was one of those instances where they were coming off over about 9 days rest, right? Which, when does that ever happen? And trying to throw themselves into the SEC tournament against the Mississippi State Bulldog team coming off of a win the night before. I wouldn't read too much into it. I really like this team, especially their SEC Player of the Year, Dalton Connect. He is so exciting to watch. And for anybody listening that loves March Madness, be sure to watch the Vols, because you want to see Dalton Connect play. He's such an exciting player. The whole team is. But he's somebody that, if need be, they put him on his, he puts the team on their back. So I would watch the Vols. I also like the bracket they're in too, in that Midwest region with Purdue. I like the Vols pass. And then the other SEC team that I would keep an eye on, two others, I would keep an eye on Auburn and Kentucky. I both like their path in the tournament. I think Auburn is actually more of a three seed than a four seed. I think they're coming off a six straight win, that they are incredible right now. And they just won the SEC tournament on this past Sunday. So watch out for Auburn, and then watch out for Kentucky, right? We're never going to count Calipari out. But I do like their path as well. They will have to meet Tennessee at some point, Sweet 16. But I do like Kentucky out of the gate. Those are the three SEC teams I keep my eye on this tournament.
I've got Tennessee going to lose in the Elite Eight to Purdue. That's where I put Tennessee at in my bracket. I got Tennessee playing South Carolina in a Sweet 16 game. I got South Carolina winning their game and then beating Creighton. So I got South Carolina and Tennessee in an SEC matchup there, down in that Midwest bracket. That's what I'm looking at right now. I tell you what, one of the surprise teams, I think, and I saw somebody else say it today, so I thought I was an original one, but I'm sure a lot of people are jumping on the James Madison bandwagon. I just kind of look at schools that I had a chance to attend in my 4 years and my 12 schools that I attended. James Madison was one of them. So we've got James Madison as a 12 seed, and I've got them beating Wisconsin, and then beating Duke, and then losing to Houston after that. But, you know, the funny thing about these brackets, and that's why we do our contest next week, which is the second chance with the Sweet 16, because everybody's bracket's busted. So we do a big contest next week to win a nice prize, you know, in lieu of your brackets, because most people, you know, and you look at some brackets and you look at them and you say, there's no way any of this is going to happen. Somebody that doesn't know anything about basketball will put a bracket up and they'll end up with more points than all of us that watch basketball all year. And that's just the nature of the beast, isn't it?
That's the madness. That's how it works. I'm always in a family bracket this time of year. And my sister, who's never played a college sport, doesn't watch college basketball at all. For some reason, she just happens to have the best bracket year after year. I'm pretty sure she just picks which mascot she thinks is cooler, but somehow it just happens to work. It's it's why we love this tournament. It's why we call it the madness. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day, especially in this sport. It's why it's so electric. But I will say, I think it's important to look at the conferences that these teams are coming from. How competitive were they, right? I think the Big East is well represented with Marquette, especially if their top player, Tyler Kolek, is coming back, able to come back from injury, which Coach Shaka Smart says he will. I think they're going to be a tough team to beat in that South bracket. I also think, again, going back to the SEC, you mentioned South Carolina, Bailey. They have a second-year head coach, Lamont Paris. He was just named SEC Coach of the Year, turned their program around in just two seasons. He was the coach at Chattanooga Mocs. I got to cover him over there. And big fan of his. His team are able to do something special. So I like your move about South Carolina not only beating Oregon, but also knocking off Creighton and potentially meeting Tennessee in that Sweet 16. Keep your eye out for that. I think that might be another good one as well. But a lot of good teams out of the SEC. It's really hard to count them out. The only one that I would say maybe stay away from is Florida. They, unfortunately, in the SEC title game Sunday, they lost their center.
I saw that. Oh, that was terrible.
And yeah, fractured his lower left leg, just opening minutes too. And unfortunately, Auburn would go on to win that game. But Florida, now a 7 seed, but they won't have their big center. So that's a tough loss for them.
Did you get a chance to see the end of the ACC tournament? Because North Carolina State made an unprecedented five game winning streak in 5 days. I think there was one other team. Was it Connecticut one year that came through the Big East like that? I'm not sure if that was correct. I thought it was Syracuse at one point, but I think it may have been Connecticut. But anyway, it hasn't been done very often. It has never been done in the Atlantic Coast Conference. But NC State, I kept thinking they would run out of gas, and they kept winning. And it was truly amazing.
Yeah, winning is contagious. No, I was able to catch a little bit of that title run, and that was really fun. I think it was, for me, just having covered some of those teams in the ACC, also having played against those teams in softball, you know, I think it says a lot about how much more parity there is now in that conference, right, with different sports, but especially with men's basketball. I think you're seeing more parity there, and I think that's really good for that sport. I think it's exciting to see the Wolfpack make a run like that. I think they'll have their work cut out for them, though. I believe I forget who they're facing that first round. I think it's not an easy draw. Texas.
Texas Tech, yeah.
Yeah, that might be a tough one. And then if they beat Texas Tech, they're most likely facing Kentucky in the round of 32. So that's going to be a tough road ahead for the Wolfpack. But I think you are seeing more parity in that men's basketball conference, the ACC. And that's always fun for the sport.
Jill Jelinek joining us. She is the sports director at Fox 17 in Nashville, Tennessee. As a person who lives in Nashville, do you get tired of the honky-tonks and all of that? Or is this just something that you guys, that's part of your city and that's part of your nightlife?
It's part of the city, Bailey. I'm going to just speak for myself and say I'm not tired of it. I think it makes for really fun, not just nightlife, but just culture. I think because of the how popular Broadway is, and the country bars and all the music stars opening country bars. We just had Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood open up their own bar called Friends in Low Places. Like that, you know, more excitement to that strip. I think what it does is it also makes it fun for the culture of downtown. It's a very safe city. I love that I can walk, I feel comfortable if I am by myself. And the fact that more people are visiting and coming, more money is pouring into the city. So, and it leads to great things like a brand new Titan Stadium that we're getting in 2027. So it all comes full circle. I think it's a city that continues to be not just popular and vibrant, but a city that is seeing more growth, especially over this last decade. So if anyone wants to come visit, come on down. Hit me up. I'll show you all the best bars on Broadway. I've turned into a very good tour guide with as many friends and family that visit me. Everybody wants to visit me now, BB. So come on down.
That's funny you say that, because we're supposed to take Bella for her 21st birthday. Her 21st birthday is May 29th, and we're supposed to take her to Nashville because, you know, well, she says she wants to drink a beer. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work out, but she wants to, she loves country music. The problem we're having is trying to schedule it because we've got, you know, Pirate Baseball is going to make an NCAA regional. We hope they go to the Super Regionals, and we always hope they go to Omaha. So we're reluctant to go ahead and book. We're going to wait and see. And then probably book it later on after, if the Pirates are eliminated and don't get to Omaha, then we'll book it after that. But we're still hopeful that the Pirates will go to Omaha. We're talking with Jill Jelinek. Now, if you walk in the ECU Hall of Fame and you look to the very right, there are a bunch of big pictures up of different sports at East Carolina, and they're all, I think they're black and white, but they're all huge pictures. And the one on the right, on the far right, is of Jill Jelinek diving for a softball that she actually missed in the game, but you can't tell that she missed the ball in the picture. But she did. But it just tells you what a great star she was. Did you miss that ball?
Not BB. I did not miss a single ball in that outfield, and definitely not one in front of me like that. It was a great picture. I do love that picture, though, and I appreciate ECU Athletics for throwing that up there in their Walk of Fame. So, but I did let the record show I caught that ball, and you know that, BB.
I know you caught it. I know you caught it. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports Director, joining us. Jill, thanks so much for your time this morning. We certainly appreciate it, and you know, best of luck to you the rest of your career. If you move on, if you stay there forever, you're in a great place. But I know lots of times you get a chance to move up, move on. You got some softball coming up too, don't you? You get a chance to do some color and some softball.
Yes, sir. I fill in as an analyst for the Tennessee Lady Vols. They were in the top 10. They've been ranked all this season. They're a fun team to cover. And there's also a good chance that I'll be the analyst for the AAC tournament in Wichita State this year. So when I see the ECU softball team is doing well, they had a great preseason, and now they're trying to get it going in conference play, which is never easy in that AAC, that American Conference. But wishing the Pirates best of luck, and there's a good chance I'll call their conference tournament. And if that's the case, you guys better call me, and I'll give you everything you need to know going into that softball conference tournament in May.
We'll do. Sounds good. Jill Jelinek can join us. Thanks so much, girl. We love you. We miss you. And best of luck with everything you got going on.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on, and go Pirates.
All right. Jill Jelinek joining us. We'll take a commercial break right now. We'll come back. Macon Rollins, former intern of mine at Channel 9, former intern here at Pirate Radio, and now a sports anchor and reporter in Clarksburg, West Virginia. She's up next as the Brian Bailey Show continues after this.
For an NCAA tournament schedule preview. March Madness tips off with first four action tonight and Wednesday, including a battle of 10 seeds, Virginia and Colorado State. Then on Thursday, the full slate of 16 games, including the West Region 1 seed North Carolina hitting the floor, followed on Friday by the other top seeds, Houston, Purdue, and UConn. Follow all the games and scores with Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA tournament right here.
If you're a pro and flooring is your game, we'll help you win it. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. You want decor?
Try.
You want plumbing?
You're out.
LL Flooring has been helping pros knock it out of the park for over 30 years. Visit one of our 400 nationwide warehouses for one-on-one service, extensive inventory, and exclusive pro pricing.
Home run!
Get the pro treatment you deserve. Enroll today, online or in-store. LL Flooring, every step covered.
This is Martin Truex Jr., and as a NASCAR Cup Series champion, I love one-stop shopping. When I need fresh tires or fuel during a race, my pit crew takes care of everything. Off the track, I have an auto owner's independent agent. They handle all my insurance in one place. Car, home, life, and business. Get your own pit crew and find a local agency with auto owner's insurance.
This is Norm Bryant with Town Insurance in Greenville. Call me today at 756-8300. Go Pirates!
Hey Pirate Nation, it's Caleb with Stroud's Marine. Boating season is here, and at Stroud's Marine, we are stocked up with over 20,000 pre-owned parts. We've got everything you need from propellers, lower units, trim units, electrical and fuel parts, and just about anything else you need for an outboard. Speaking of outboards, we will buy your old ones. And as always, our mission is to save you money and get you back out on the water as quickly as possible. Visit StroudsMarine.com today for more information. Stroud's Marine, your best source for salvaged outboard parts.
Pirate Radio.
Go Pirates! Go Pirates!
The voice of the Pirate Nation. You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community-owned utilities mean local control, low rates, and high reliability. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back on this special edition of The Brian Bailey Show on a Tuesday. Macon Rollins is at 12 News, WBOY in Clarksburg, Fairmont, Morgantown, West Virginia. A former intern right here at Pirate Radio, a former intern at WNCT Channel 9. And despite those facts, she's been able to get a job in television, and she joins us now to talk a little NCAAs. Macon, how are you?
I'm good. It's crazy. This is actually a very full circle moment, like you said.
There you go. You were here, and then you were with me at Channel 9, and now you're in your first job in West Virginia. And we tell people, you know, we have a lot of interns that come through, and a lot of them start the internship and say, I want to be a sportscaster. And then they kind of learn exactly what all goes on, that the pay's not very good, especially to start. And it kind of weeds most of them out. But, you know, some of them just, you know, they've got that drive and they want to do it. And like just like Jill Jelinek did, she had a chance in Chattanooga. Just like Macon Rollins now, she's doing it up in West Virginia. And you know, you take a job like that not to stay there forever, but sometimes you stay there longer than you think because it works out. It did for me here in Greenville. I never thought I'd be here 40 years. It'll be 40 in October, but it worked out great for me. It's, you know, Jill's bounced around a little bit. I think Macon's looking to bounce around a little bit, but you really, you know, you have to really love it and you have to kind of sacrifice to get a job like that, don't you, Macon?
That's right. You hit it nail on the head with the pay. The pay is definitely not great starting out, but the job itself is fun. I always say it's better than being stuck behind a desk covering or doing numbers and things like that. It's, you get to go out in the field most days and watch sports, even if sometimes the sports aren't the best, but sometimes it's better than sitting behind the desk. So it's always entertaining and better than anything else that I'd rather do. So.
So you've got a chance. You're in that Clarksburg, Fairmont, Morgantown market. Morgantown, obviously the home of West Virginia University. Do you guys get a chance to cover them a lot or just part-time? How do you deal with the Mountaineers?
So I'm in Nexstar Station, which is what WNCT is.
Right.
So we have Golden Blue Nation, which is, so the way that WNCT has the partnership with ECU Athletics, we have the partnership with WVU Athletics. So we have Golden Blue Nation, which is Angelica Trenone and Ryan Decker. They're our WVU reporters. So they deal primarily with WVU. I deal with 26 different high schools and 6 different D2 universities. So that's more my job. Where our station does cover WVU, I am not the sole person that covers WVU.
How far is Morgantown from where you're located?
I actually live in Morgantown.
Okay.
But it's 30 minutes from Clarksburg, which is where our home station is.
Okay.
We have a bureau out of Morgantown, so I can work from either one. Depending on where I'm going to be covering someone that day is kind of where I base where I work at from that day. But right now I'm our only sports anchor.
Ah.
I've been working out of Clarksburg a lot. We have a new girl starting on the 25th though. So,
well, that's good news.
Help.
So you've got an all-female sports department there.
I know. Double trouble.
That is double trouble. That is. All right, before we go any further with brackets or anything, Macon's boyfriend is a guy that a lot of people know in East Carolina, especially baseball fans, Jake Washer. Give us an update on Jake, where he's starting spring training and what he's up to these days.
So Jake was released this offseason.
Okay.
Gonna be playing baseball. I don't think I'm supposed to say where he's playing baseball.
All right, don't say where yet.
Yeah, but it looks promising and looks good.
And he was in,
give that much.
He was in AAA last year, correct?
Right, he was in AAA with Iowa. The Cubs love to kind of stack the roster a little bit with guys who have big league experience, and it makes it really hard for their farm system to move up. So I think his opportunity this season will actually be better for him, but I can't say what that opportunity is.
All right, we'll keep that a secret. We look forward to hearing things more with Jake Washer. I thought it would be Macon Washer by the time we got a chance to talk to you, but we haven't gotten that far yet, have we?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah.
That'll be an update you definitely know about when it comes.
I hear you. All right. Macon works at WBOY-TV, 12 News in that Clarksburg, Fairmont, Morgantown market. And when you look at brackets now, you kind of explain to us what your role is and with West Virginia and the Blue and Gold Nation, that kind of thing. But everybody plays brackets. Have you filled one out yet?
I have filled one out yet, and I have a hopeful team, and then I have a logical what I think will actually win team.
All right, what do you got for your hopeful team?
So my hopeful team is UNC.
All right.
But
how about that? North Carolina.
I know.
Top seeds in the West.
I know. I do think that they have a chance to win, but I think Houston's going to win.
Well, it's funny you say that because North Carolina had a bad loss in the ACC championship game, and Houston had a bad loss in their tournament. So they're both coming off that. And sometimes that happens. I mean, a lot of times, you know, when you look at the runs that teams make in the NCAA tournament, they will have been bounced out of their conference tournament. It's one of the reasons that a lot of people don't like the conference tournaments anymore because they've kind of lost their luster through the years. But I think North Carolina has a really good shot as that number one seed in the West. I do have Arizona beating them to get to the Final Four in my bracket, but I think North Carolina can go on a great run. They've got an experienced team with the ACC Player of the Year, R.J. Davis and Armando Bacot, and they've got enough youth. I think they can learn from the elder statesman, if you will. I think North Carolina can make a long run in this tournament. So, and you say Houston's the other team you like?
Right, and it's funny because you said you have Arizona beating North Carolina in the Final Four, where I have North Carolina beating Arizona in the Final Four. And then I have Houston, I have North Carolina beating Iowa State in the Final Four. But I have Houston beating Purdue in the Final Four.
Right.
The reason I say Houston is because I feel like defense wins championships, and Houston has a heck of a defense. And then they also have the top ranked scoring defense. And then just their point guard is just amazing. But with North Carolina, I have it written down that this is UNC. So anything can happen. And what does UNC normally do in the NCAA tournament? They kind of dominate. And then they've beaten Tennessee. They haven't lost to Duke this year. They have the ACC Player of the Year. And then Ingram and Ryan are both here when they weren't here in the last NCAA tournament. So I think both of them have a chance. And I know a lot of people are putting UConn in as their winner, but UConn has been on a 5-game win streak or a 7-game win streak, which means they would have to go on a 12-game win streak to win it all, and I just don't really see that happening.
UConn, of course, with Tristan Newton. Man, what a great story that is. He left East Carolina and went to UConn through the portal and had a great, great year last year, was a key member of that national championship team last year, and then, of course, they're back. I've got UConn to make the Final Four with Arizona. I've got Arizona beating North Carolina in that Elite Eight game, so then Arizona and UConn for a Final Four slot. I got Arizona there and Purdue and Houston in the other side, which I think is a really intriguing matchup. And I've got Purdue. I'm going to go with Purdue the whole way. I don't know why. I think they're overdue. They've got the big man, great player there, and so I'm picking that. But I'm telling you, and this is why we promote the second chance for the Sweet 16 next week, because these brackets will be blown up completely coming up as soon as the games start playing on Thursday. Macon, what else have you got going on this spring as far as Macon Rollins Sportscaster is concerned?
It's funny you say spring because I just started. So basketball ended for me on Saturday. We had our girls. So our girls played the week before last. And then last week, our boys played for the high school basketball tournaments. And here, the entire quarterfinals, semifinals, finals are all played in one location. So I spent the last 2 weeks in Charleston, West Virginia, which is further south, covering that. And now that basketball's over, yesterday started spring sports, but it snowed.
There you go.
Spring. So when I say spring sports, it definitely very much still feels like winter sports, but I'm excited for this season. We have really good baseball and softball here, so it's always exciting to cover that, especially for the high schools. But now that I've been here for a year, it's fun because a lot of those D2 schools in the area that I was talking about, a lot of the girls and guys that I covered last season are now playing for those D2 schools. So it's kind of been like I've gotten to follow them from high school to college now. So it's a little more exciting with that, covering the D2 schools now, because I know who these kids are.
Very nice. Macon Rollins joining us from Clarksburg, West Virginia today. Macon, thank you so much for everything that you did for us as an intern. I know the Pirate Radio Boys certainly appreciate all of your hard work as well. Love keeping up with your career. And every once in a while, you'll send me a text, and I try to give you whatever words of wisdom that I can. But the fact that you're out there busting your butt and working hard at a small market, that tells you a whole lot, and that will pay big-time dividends in the future.
Thanks, Bailey. Yeah, I always say if it wasn't for Pirate Radio and WNCT, I would be nowhere. It's kind of what made me love it. So.
And then you ended up in nowhere. How about that?
I know.
I can say that. I can say that because I was born in West Virginia, so I'm allowed to say that. But I was born in Bluefield, which is not really close to that, about 2, maybe 3 hours from where you're at in Clarksburg. But we certainly appreciate your time, Macon. Have yourself a great spring when that snow thaws, and get out there and cover some more sports.
I will. Thanks, guys.
All right, Macon Rollins joining us. We'll take another commercial break. Coming up next, we will talk with Jeff Gravely. He's the Director of Content Strategy at North Carolina State, also a former sports anchor at WRAL, and he's got his finger on the pulse of the Wolfpack. And we'll talk to Jeff right after this.
We're here for the booty.
Party?
Pirate water is here. Go to drinkpiratewater.com to find pirate water in a location near you.
We're going places!
Pirate water is here. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.
Come experience Greenville's newest theater, Golden Ticket Cinemas, located on Greenville Boulevard near Cracker Barrel. With stadium seating and reserved luxury recliners, you can enjoy the movie along with great concessions such as L House sliders, delicious wings, pizza, and hot dogs. And they even have milkshakes. You can always find great deals at Golden Ticket Cinemas, such as $5.50 Ticket Tuesdays and free family movies at 11 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show in style with luxurious amenities and top-notch service at Golden Ticket Cinemas.
Washington's favorite place to eat and where all the locals go is Down on Main Street. Down on Main Street's famous weekday lunch specials are only $7.99. Stop by for the house salad with grilled chicken, the half club sandwich with chips, or everyone's favorite, the fried shrimp plate. After work, Down on Main Street is the perfect spot for dinner and a drink on the patio. Join Down on Main Street every Wednesday for half price wings from 4 to close. Down on Main Street on Main Street in historic downtown Washington.
Go Pirates!
Hello, Eastern North Carolina. Pitt County Schools is in the opportunity business. We open doors for every student by finding pathways to provide the best possible chance of success for each to reach their career aspirations of choice. As we head through the spring months, we will continue to guide our students for the different journeys of life preparedness before celebrating their accomplishments. We are committed to enhancing academic achievement and developing personal growth through work-based learning of our many career and technical education programs. programs, college readiness, and saluting those who will be serving our country in the armed forces. Engaging, empowering, and elevating students to be successful citizens, workers, and leaders in a global economy remains our mission. Please visit our website today at pittschools.org. That's pittschools.org to learn how we grow minds and invest in our future through 38 schools and one community. Education is truly the key that unlocks doors of opportunity.
Are you struggling with weight loss? It might be 15 pounds or 115 pounds. It seems like losing weight involves too much exercise and not enough food. Well, no more. Semaglutide is an FDA-approved treatment offered by ArcPoint Labs. Dr. John Bruce, a board-certified bariatric surgeon, will consult and oversee your entire weight loss journey. Transform yourself and get ready for the beach next summer. This program is safe, cost-effective, and has a physician oversight. Call ArcPoint Labs today at 514-8049.
Pirate Radio.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities. Community owned, community powered. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to our show on this Tuesday, special edition of The Brian Bailey Show. And I'm telling you, the older I get, the worse it gets. I just sent a text to Macon to say nice job, and I sent it to Digger, to Jeff Gravely, who's our next guest. He sends me back a question mark like, what are you talking about? So Jeff Gravely joins us now from North Carolina State. Digger, how are you?
I'm doing great, man, and you're not senile. That's fine. I just wanted to make I got the text, nice job. I'm like, well, dang, I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, it's a preview of things to come. How about that?
You don't have to send me a text after this.
Well, that's right. I've already done it, by golly. You did a nice job, and we'll continue on. Digger, talk about what you're doing at NC State now as the Director of Content Strategy.
Well, it's really a lot like what I did at REL. I'm creating content, stories, doing videos on radio, writing for the web, and I've been on the coaches' shows, radio shows, and contribute to the TV shows some on features. So the bulk of what I'm doing now are features. I'm just finished. I'm working on one now about the Wes Moore era here at NC State as the women's head coach and an appropriate time as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Wolfpack women's basketball.
Very nice. You got a good one coming your way in Zamaria Jones from North Pitt High School. She's outstanding, and they've got a guard that's a freshman that I'm sure Coach Moore will be looking at down the road. But you got a couple of good ones. And Wes Moore, by the way, took the East Carolina job for about 36 hours one time and then went back and then ended up at NC State, and he's done a great job with the Wolfpack. But I always remember Coach Moore and doing that live shot talking about the East Carolina job, and didn't quite work out about 24 hours later, but he's excellent coach and he's done a great job.
Yeah, he told me that story on one of the caravans we were on. I was like, really? You're taking time? Yeah, done all of it. Press conference and everything.
He sure did.
He said, I had to call Terry back. He says, Terry, I can't do it.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
And the funny part, a friend of mine called me and said, I was off that day, and said, where are you at? And I said, well, I'm out playing golf. And they said, well, stay there because we got Coach Moore coming out. We got to talk him into keeping this job. I said, what do you mean keeping? He just took it. They had a reception for him that night and showed him around Ironwood and everything, and it just didn't work out. So, but everything works out for a reason. Pirates have a good coach now, and NC State has an excellent coach as well. And as we said, Zamari's heading that way, so that'll be good for the Wolfpack. Can you believe what the men did? 5 games in 5 days, and you know Kevin Keats went from the hot seat to the penthouse. I mean, what a job he did, and I just kept thinking they would run out of gas, but they never did.
No, and it was, you know, you've covered a lot of ACC tournaments, as have I, and. It will go down as one of the most improbable and incredible runs to a championship in the history of the ACC. It was unexpected a little bit the way they had been playing, 4 straight losses going into the tournament. But what you were able to see was what we had kind of seen in certain pockets of the season. You'd see one area where the backcourt looks really good, but, man, they can't get a lot out of the post play. And then you would say, oh, DJ Burns had a great game, but the backcourt didn't do anything. And then it was DJ Horns averaging 27, 28 points for a 5-game span. Man, if he could just get a little help. Well, what you saw is everything come together for a 5-day stretch of incredible basketball. Everybody contributed, and I don't think anybody contributed more than Michael O'Connell, the guard who had been starting at the point, had three games in double figures this year, scored in double figures all five games in the ACC tournament, and played with a confidence that we had not seen during the regular season. So it takes some of those out-of-body experiences like he had, including the bank three to send it to overtime against Virginia, for those improbable things to become probable and possible.
Yeah, it was just nuts. And that three-pointer they banked in, you know, if you try to bank in a three-pointer from that angle, it's very difficult. But he threw it up there, went off the glass, and it was something else. And it'll go down in the history of Pac basketball for sure. You mentioned covering ACC tournaments, and to me, that's one of the just greatest memories I'll ever have, because, you know, I was a young reporter, and when I would sit at those tables in those hospitality rooms with you and with Bob Holliday and listen to the stories, and, you know, Tom Suter would come down for a little while, and then he'd go to bed early, obviously. But just listening to the stories and just, you know, I told Melissa, my wife, I said, man, I was young, and but I thought I was somebody being with you guys and just hanging out and listening. And you know, when you walk through the where everybody would edit, man, we used to have to take those big machines and set up on these big tables to edit.
Yep.
It was crazy. But you walk through there and like, 10, 12, 15 different stations are working, and you could kind of listen. Sometimes they wouldn't have their headphones in. You could hear a little bit or see a little bit. Everybody tells a different story, you know, with the same game. I mean, it's the same game. Joe had 20 points. Timmy had 14. But everybody tells it differently. I learned so much just kind of walking around and listening and watching, and it was just a blast for me.
It was for me, too. And, you know, my first ACC tournament that I went to was 1987. That happened to be the year that NC State won in Landover.
Yep.
And so I'm a photographer, and at the time you couldn't shoot the tournament, but they would gather us all in this one little area, and when the horn sounded and they gave us the go sign, we could run on the court and shoot some celebration.
Yeah.
Well, that happened in 1987. NC State wins it, and all of a sudden we're like herded cattle, and they finally drop the gate, and we run out there, and I'm shooting all this video, and I look down, and I'm like, dang it, I double punched. I'm not rolling.
Oh, the worst.
20 seconds. The first 20 seconds, I had nothing, but I finally did realize it and click back on. But it's amazing what you remember about tournaments. That one is what I remember of making a rookie mistake. And that's why it's a running joke if you've ever been a photographer or whatever. Hey, did you double click?
Yeah.
Do you have that? Are you sure? Was the red light on? But yeah, you know, and you know, there's a camaraderie we built too among each other, whether we were at this station, that station, whether you were in the Triangle Market, the Greenville Market, the Triad, and we always took that on the road to the NCAA tournament too. And so all of a sudden we're going up against the teams from the Big East and the Big Ten and whatever, and the whole ACC posse was pulling together trying to get the ACC a championship.
Yeah.
That was one of the fun things too that we carried from the ACC tournament to the NCAA tournament every year.
And they've taken away some of that. I know they've gone to like they'll have a hospitality room at a local bar or local somewhere like that. But it was just so much fun to come back to the hotel, finish up the live shots, you know, kick back, rest for a little bit, and just hear the stories. I mean, the stories were fascinating to me. And you remember the year? I think it was Rick Barnes at Clemson and Carolina, and they had a little skirmish, and everybody ran out to shoot it, and then everybody got ripped afterwards.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, that was the day that NC State fans became big Rick Barnes fans.
Yeah.
Went nose to nose, so to speak, with Dean Smith.
He did.
At the ACC tournament. Yep.
And the funny part was when who was it? Brian somebody was yelling at us. Brian
Morrison.
Morrison. I couldn't think of his last name. He's yelling, and everybody kept pointing at everybody else. It wasn't me. I think it was him. Everybody's pointing at somebody else, and I remember him saying, next time something like that happens and one of you clowns goes on the court, you're out of here. But that was some.
Make your credential is what the great Skeeter Francis used to say. He was about 4 feet tall, but, man, he was head of the media, and, boy, if you did anything wrong, don't you do that again. I'll yank your credential, and your blank will be out of here just as fast as you walked in. Yes, sir. I got it.
I remember applying for my first credential. I had to go through him, and I was like, you know, it was like going through the almighty Oz. Like, I'm not even sure if he existed at the time, but they kept saying, you got to go through Skeeter. You got to make sure, you know, and I would send him an email. Not even an email, I guess. I'm not even sure if we had email back then, but it was bizarre trying to get it.
Exactly. But that's part of the great lore of the ACC, and now it will change again next year with the addition of three other schools, and not all schools will go to the ACC tournament next year. Only the last three in the standings will not get to go.
Yeah, that's really going to be strange as well. All right, when you look at the bracket, State's first game, what do you think of that?
Uh-huh. Tennessee, Texas Tech, one of the Big 12 schools that got in. They've had some really good wins over some conference-ranked foes. A four-guard offense, sometimes we'll play five guards. The one thing I think State could have an advantage at is DJ Burns in the post. Last year when they went out west for the first game, he just ran out of gas, to be honest with you. And I think that's an advantage they can play off of this time. They do have a seven-footer, but he's very thin, and I don't know if he's ever tried to guard somebody as thick as DJ Burns. Playing well, you know, they got to get everybody healthy again. You saw Casey Morsell not be able to finish the game in the championship game. You know, you got to work to get him back, but boy, what they did with DJ Horn was near miraculous, as he missed he was hurt in the Pitt game, missed the Louisville game, and came back and was a phenomenal player in the tournament. So kudos, credit to the strength and conditioning staff, the trainers, and the nutritionist. Jessie is their nutritionist, and she had to get Modiara through Ramadan. And that was an interesting whole time that she had to do, and for what could he, couldn't even drink things, couldn't even consume water until a certain time. And it was interesting getting to talk to her on Sunday night, how great, a wonderful weekend she had, but a very long weekend with not much sleep.
Man, that's interesting too. That's something that you don't even think about, but that's really difficult.
Yeah, it is. And he went through the whole time, and, you know, there was as soon as the sun would go down, you'd see him go over there and grab something to eat. But then there were times when he couldn't even consume water or take a salt tablet or any kind of thing. So that was a process, and he played well. He's been a rebounding machine all year, but he made some critical plays, including a three. But, you got to give DJ Burns a little credit for making his first career three. We're going to change his name to 3J Burns now, because he just stepped out on the top of the key and knock down a three like he'd been shooting them all his life.
I think another key in that game is going to be the officiating and what they allow him to do. And I know I'm a Virginia fan, but I think he just put his shoulder down. And I don't know how you stop that. If they let him do some of that, putting his shoulder down and barreling through, I showed a shot on the air Friday night, and I said, this is a foul in most countries. But he just... Nobody else can do that anyway, so some officials have never seen it before.
Well, I think a part of it, too, is the way the post is officiated in college basketball now. It is the old football Oklahoma drill.
It's yeah.
The old football bullring drill. You see that. You think you could guard a guard with the physicality that you can guard a post player? Absolutely not.
Exactly.
For some reason, it's allowed in the post. It's all through college basketball. I mean, DJ gets very frustrated that he feels like he's being fouled. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna go hard at you and see what happens. But you are absolutely right and bring up a great point, one that is not talked a lot about, but who is officiating your game? What conference are they from? What's the tendencies in that conference and how they call the game? That is a tremendous point to point out.
And, if he gets called for a foul or two early, then all of a sudden that takes out all the chances of him barreling through there.
No doubt about it. I mean, they're a different team when he's on the court. Just look at not only when he scores, but the way he passes. I mean, he's led the team in assists multiple times this year and had seven against North Carolina. And I think that's what the offense needs to run through DJ Burns. And what Kevin has done a great job and the staff have done a great job probably since they first started ACC play, is managing his minutes. It's almost like a hockey shift with DJ Burns. Go out there, give me 4 minutes, and we'll get you out for four. Go back in and give me what you can, we'll get you out. They've done a really good job of that because he is not a 40-minute player, although he played a lot of minutes in the ACC. They still were able to find pockets of when they could take him out and when they needed him in. What you don't want to happen is what you just brought up, and that when he gets in foul trouble, because that changes the whole demeanor, because it becomes a negative instead of a positive. Oh, we're giving DJ a rest. Mo and Ben Middlebrooks, you're going to go play our bigs in there. So I think the post for State has an advantage with Burns, with Diarra, and with Middlebrooks against Texas Tech. But those guards, from the Red Raider guards, are tremendous scores, and that's going to be an interesting thing for State. How will they be able to defend the perimeter of Texas Tech?
Have you got a Final Four picked out yet?
No, I don't do that anymore.
No, you don't. You stay away from it, do you?
I can't do it anymore.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, you can do it. You just can't put it anywhere, and you can't have anything riding on it. So
I've got my bracket up on the fridge.
Oh.
But the way I do it now, BB, is I fill it in once I know who's going to win.
That's a great idea.
I'm just following along. I'm just advancing my bracket for educational purposes for myself. Yeah.
There you go. Jeff Gravely joining us, Director of Content Strategy. And as you said, just basically pretty much what you were doing at REL, you're kind of doing it with just NC State. And a lot of schools are going to stuff like that, especially right. with so much social media out there and trying to get their word out and trying to tell the stories. And it's really changed a whole lot, hasn't it?
There's no doubt about it, because when I left REL in 19, the schools that I spoke with, I was like, okay, well, who's telling the story of your athletics department, of your university, of those that are there, those that have been there? And there really was one. There were a couple of schools in the SEC, a couple in the Big Ten, but it was basically a created position, and it is neat to see more positions like that now where you do have, it's not just your radio person, your play-by-play person that's doing, you know, telling stories on the radio or whatever. You also have someone else there that can go and do multiple things and do multiple features. And I've really enjoyed that, getting to know coaches and student athletes on a different level, being kind of inside the ropes of an athletics department.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I don't think I'm quite as inside the ropes as you are probably at State now, but I've been inside the ropes here, you know, with different assistant coaches and stuff like that. And you learn so much.
You do. And, you know, you have even more of an attachment to it, to what goes on and how they're treated and what's being said and what's this. And it's a crazy thing to go through once you're inside and kind of know some of the stories of, well, this is the reason why this is happening. You know, talk about getting to do things that I never thought I would. I'm sitting here right outside of Reynolds Coliseum right now, outside just probably 50 yards from the David Thompson statue that they put up this year. So one of my projects this year was to, who is David Thompson? Tell the story of David to those who may not know. I mean, there's a lot of generations that never saw him before.
That's right.
And so I wanted to go talk to not only his teammates, but also some opponents. So one week I flew to New York and interviewed Lynn Elmore, and the next week I flew to San Diego and interviewed Bill Walton in his house. Now, Brian, that was holy mackerel.
I bet.
I'll tell you what, it was incredible, and there wasn't an inch in that house that didn't have a photo or some kind of memorabilia that associated with his family, his career, or the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
That's incredible. That is something else. Jeff Gravely joining us. Jeff, thanks so much for your time today as we take our final break. Certainly appreciate you, appreciate your friendship, and if you need anything our way, please give us a call.
BB, I'm so glad to talk to you, my friend. Glad things are going well for you.
Appreciate it. Jeff Gravely joining us from North Carolina State. We'll take our final break, back with more to wrap it up after this.
The wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with the promo code PIRATE and bet $5 will receive $250 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more, with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. Get ready for the NCAA tournament with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using the code PIRATE and bet $5 to get $250 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PIRATE. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license.
turkey, ham, bacon. These and other meats are great around the holidays and every other day, but they all leave behind grease when you cook them, and grease is a real pain in the drain. When you pour grease down a drain, it cools and can clog sewer lines. That can lead to sewer spills, which are messy, bad for the environment, and can also be expensive. Never pour grease down the drain. Instead, collect it in a container like a used soup can or jar. Let it cool and throw it away in the trash. Together, we can protect our sewer system and the environment. For more information, go to GUC.com.
Be sure to check out David Price Construction for all of your commercial or custom residential renovation and building needs. Run by ECU alumni, David Price Construction specializes in commercial projects, maintenance on facilities, and large-scale residential renovations and additions. Proud to be voted the Remodeler of the Year by the Home Builders Association of Raleigh-Wake County in 2018 and Best Business Commercial Remodel Project winner for 2020. David Price Construction, the proud ECU Home Services partner.
There's a common misbelief today that to make it further, you need to push yourself, that you need to give up any joy to continue your rigid routine. Or you could try another way. Take some time to enjoy life, like having a Michelob Ultra with friends, because happiness is essential to living an exceptional life. Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Michelob Ultra, proudly distributed by Carolina Eagle Distributing since 1989.
Pirate Radio.
You know, for having such a bleak outlook on pirates, you're well on your way to becoming one.
The voice of the Pirate Nation.
You're listening to The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, providing reliable utility solutions to the Greenville region since 1905. Now, back to the show.
All right, wrapping up this edition of The Brian Bailey Show, I want to thank Jill Jelinek of Fox 17 in Nashville, Tennessee, Macon Rollins at 12 News in the Clarksburg, Fairmont, Morgantown market, and Jeff Gravely at North Carolina State as the Director of Content Strategy for being guests with us today. Next week, the second chance with the Sweet 16. Coming up. We've got some great prizes for you. All that's coming up next week right here on The Brian Bailey Show, back in our regular spot on Monday. Have yourself a great sports week. Enjoy the games, and we'll see you back on Monday with the second chance with the Sweet 16.
This has been The Brian Bailey Show, powered by Greenville Utilities, and also brought to you by
The Angus Grill, Bostick's Hug Furniture, Bojangles, East Coast Grading, Greenville Auto World, Papa John's, Greenville Utility Company, Michelob Ultra, The Rick House, Taft, Taft & Hagler, and Tiebreakers.
Join us next week for another edition of The Brian Bailey Show, right here on Pirate Radio.